This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Gamers have been getting excited about the new Xbox and PlayStation consoles for months, but what about the other one? Nintendo released its earnings today, and despite some nice sales of its latest offering, the Wii U, the Japanese gaming company is struggling with what many are calling a strategic error, the decision to not go mobile, Marketplace's David Weinberg reports.
If Nintendo's latest earnings report had made a sound, it probably would have been something like this. Poor Mario, always falling into bottomless pits. These days, Nintendo makes most of its money from its portable devices, like the DS. And in a world where every smartphone can be a gaming device, that's a big problem.
I think Nintendo's biggest challenge is trying to figure out how to tell smartphone people that, yes, you want to play a casual Mario game, but you're going to have to spend $150 in order to do so.
Jeff Ryan is the author of Super Mario, How Nintendo Conquered America. He says that if gamers can play the latest Mario or Zelda on their phone, there would be no reason to buy a DS. Though Nintendo did launch a Pokemon app last year.
So that was their baby step into the pool to see if this is worthwhile for them.
And while the app could provide a new source of revenue for the company, Ryan says it will only be effective in the long run if its hardware sales aren't squashed as a result. I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.